This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's take you around the National Football League on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. Saquon Barkley, after being put on the cover of the latest Madden video game, says, "I feel like I'm going to retire one day just like Barry Sanders. Could be next year. Could be 2 years, could be 4 years, but I'm just going to be up and gone. Barry was my favorite player, but that's probably how I'm going to leave the game." And I was like, good thing you got paid, because like Micah Parsons talking about this openly, probably not the best negotiation for you with your next deal.
We talked about this earlier this week with Ragnow. Like, Frank Ragnow retires from the Lions. He's 29. He's not the first one from the 2018 draft class to retire. Barkley was 2017, so he's already lasted a year longer than a bunch of those guys. But this has become like a consistent mindset, it seems like. And I don't know.
Money's so stupid.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is, this isn't even, these guys who are doing this right now are not even from the NIL era yet. Like, the more that NIL era players come in here and they've been making money since they were 18, a lot of times in high school, some of these guys, if they were big enough prospects, like, the more money that they're making, are they going to get around and go, "I'm tired of this. I can walk away at 28, 29. And I think the issue here, the fallout from this is going to be, I think you're going to start seeing teams that just say, "We're not doing second contracts." Some team will try out, "We're not doing second contracts at all. Like, we're going to eliminate them. We're just going to try to win in four-year windows. And we're going to try to recycle every 4 years, try to pick up comp picks. You draft guys, you let them walk, you pick up the comp pick. You don't invest all that money in them only to potentially have them go, "I think I'm tired of this 2 years in."
Well, you know, he could say this, and that's cool, but I mean, he, as a running back, I mean, his shelf life is so low. Anyway, like he may not even have more than a couple of years left. "Oh yeah, I can try. I might retire in 2 years. Might be four." Yeah, probably, because you're gonna be forced out of the league like every other running back at 30.
This is Saquon with the actual comments.
"I'll probably be one of those guys that it'd be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, "Yeah, it's over." I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, "Yeah, call it quits."
Cool. Good for us. Roll out. Speaking of Micah Parsons, who has said, "I'm probably going to retire early one day," Mike Florio took to ProFootballTalk.com and destroyed the Cowboys again. Here are some portions on waiting out the Micah deal. "If and when Parsons has to hold out a training camp to get the contract the Cowboys should have given him a year ago, if they weren't dragging their feet with Lamb and Prescott, and arguably Micah deserves $50 million per year, waiting will not make the number any smaller. Parsons will be less prepared than he could and should have been for the regular season, but the Cowboys keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And while more and more fans are seeing through it," and I wonder who this is fired at, I might have to text this to Mike, "there's still the stray media moron or two who can't or won't understand it. And no, we can't tell whether they're stupid or simply angling for access or maybe even a job with DallasCowboys.com. Why can't the Cowboys get back to the NFC Championship? There are many reasons for it. One is that management is cheap short-sighted, and not nearly as smart as it thinks it is when the time comes to negotiate these contracts. There's nothing the fans can do about it. They're stuck with the decisions made by ownership because they're stuck with the ownership that's currently in place. Meanwhile, teams with owners who understand the value of moving quickly to reward core players like the Eagles will keep thriving, while the Cowboys and a few stray media apologists are left to wonder why the Cowboys are experiencing the drought.
Ooh.
Yeah, harsh.
Who does he hate? There's somebody. There's somebody's not... That has upset Mike Florio somehow.
I'll text him right now.
Because here's the thing. It's like,
well,
when you get guys who are billionaires, right? And you have these legendary businessmen. It's very hard to question what they do when it comes to money. Now, they're not all great in all aspects of it. Like, you know, just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you could speak intelligently on other subjects, but I think you generally can speak intelligently on, like, from Jerry's perspective, negotiations.
Yeah.
The art of the deal, all that crap. So it's very hard for anybody who's not in that to question their money and their philosophies around that. It does appear, though, that 31 other billionaires completely disagree with the Cowboys. Completely disagree. And that is like, okay, what are they doing wrong?
I understand the perspective of, we want to try to see if we can salvage anything. I understand the drive to say, I want to try to negotiate this. I want to see if we can win anything in this negotiation. But there's also got to win out the idea of just pay as early as you can, and you'll get the number that you're hoping to settle on in a year. Like go ahead and just address it now. There was an article over on NFL.com the other day where they had done the all-paid team. And they broke down, like, here are the highest-paid players at each position and turned it into, like, a whole starting lineup. When Dallas pays Micah, they will be the only team on that list, like the only team in that article that has three players on the list, where they'll have paid CD as one of the three highest-paid receivers, Dak as the highest-paid quarterback, and Micah as the highest-paid edge rusher. And it's so much money that's devoted to those guys. How many different players right now on the Cowboys roster do you think have cap hits that are over $10 million this year?
Six.
Four. Because they can't have many more players with that over it, right? Because of how big those figures are. And specifically with Micah's full cap hit being the full guaranteed 24 on that fifth year option.
I'm gonna wonder if this is an Arkansas thing. and we'll know this if Denver starts doing the same thing. So I had a friend who had, like, their products in Walmarts and a lot of other stores. Every other store paid, like, when they got the shipment, they paid them almost immediately. In Walmart's deal at the time, it was like 90 days, and they always got paid on the 90th day. They just wait. It's like, you'll get your money when we want you to get your money. And I wonder if Jerry and the Walmarts, Arkansas, I wonder if this is an Arkansas business. You're going to get your money on the very last day, we have to give you your money.
They genuinely, it is like economics. Like, they view it as prices are always going up, so paying it as early as possible, just if you delay it, you're paying them at the lower rate for a longer time. That really is a philosophy I think they do approach with some of these guys.
Meanwhile, Pablo Torre, who broke open the Bill Belichick, Mike Florio, what a softy. I said, who are you destroying in that article? He just gave me an Elmo shrug. Elmo arm shrug. Remember that. I'm going to remember that.
Maybe it's coded. Maybe he means that somebody. I don't know.
It's usually Fisher. Like, all the Mikes dislike each other. Florio can't stand Mike Fisher. Probably vice versa. And I know Florio can't stand Michael Lombardi, friend of the show. And I'm sure Michael Lombardi can't stand Mike Florio. As Pablo Torre has a report on our boy Lombardi.
Yeah, he does. I bet you it is Fish, because Elmo, very hairy.
Ah,
so that might be it.
Makes sense.
He would have told me if it was Fish.
Yeah, he might have.
He wouldn't have been hesitant with that.
I'm not so sure that I believe this Pablo Torre report.
And you're 1,000,000% wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead, lay out your case.
So Pablo says, that Michael Lombardi is deeply concerned.
The GM at UNC.
Yeah, is deeply concerned about Bill Belichick and his relationship with Jordan Hudson. That the inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including Lombardi, has this concern about her and her presence. And look, here's my thought. If there is one thing that you could say about Michael Lombardi, is that he is not only not afraid to give his opinion to you, he feels it is his duty to give his opinion to you, even when it is unwarranted.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Bill Belichick.
That's where you're wrong.
Oh, no. See, yeah. Michael Lombardi is not scared.
Yes, he is. He is petrified. All of them, there's a reason. The reason Lombardi probably hates Florio is Florio refers to him as the consigliere.
Right.
Like, Matt Patricia and Michael Lombardi and all those guys. I should have said this a few weeks ago because I was thinking it. Because I loved Mike's podcast, The GM Shuffle. Y'all know that if you listen to this show. I loved it. And what I really regret is Lombardi not having that podcast and having the relationship with Bill, because he would destroy any other person in the same set of circumstances. He'd murder them. He'd take them apart. Distractions, and here's how you build the culture, and here's how you do this and that. But Matt Patricia and Michael Lombardi, in my opinion, they have to suck at the teeth of Bill Belichick. Michael Lombardi does not have a job without Bill Belichick, and I don't believe Michael Lombardi goes and confronts Bill about much of anything. Well, that's my opinion.
He might not need one. He might not have money to not need one.
Maybe.
All right. We don't know. I don't know his finances. I looked up his net worth at $7 million. At that age, that's a lot of scratch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scratch at that age. I also think, like, if you're the consigliere, this is your duty say what is on your mind.
It's in the job description.
So he would have already expressed his concern to Bill.
Well, there's a lot of people who don't fulfill the job descriptions.
Well, that is true.
Do you think Lombardi has had a come to Jesus with Bill over this?
No, I thought when we would interview him, the one area where you would kind of get a fluff answer was usually if we asked anything Belichick related. Like, I felt like we kind of like would look at each other like, okay, all right, yeah, I get it. You love Bill, whatever else. I mean, he clearly has such a strong loyalty there. I don't know that it feels like it might be a little bit of a yes man thing. Think about how Bill runs his organizations, how heavy-handed he's been talked about. I mean, I don't imagine Lombardi's got some level of don't cross Bill to him.
But, you know, I don't know that you can have it both ways. I don't know that you could say...
I'll say this. Without Bill, Lombardi's not near football anymore.
No, he's not.
And he does it. He loves it. This has been his life. He doesn't want to lose football.
Yeah, I get that. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, like, if he is that loyal to him, he also... And I'm speaking as an Italian. He would not gossip to other people about that. So he may not have said anything to Bill himself, but he would not express concern about it.
Yeah, he didn't tell Pablo Torre. Someone in UNC did.
Right.
Someone within the offices told him. I loved what Channing Crowder and that Pivot Pod kind of got caught in the Belichick crosshairs. Ryan Clark, who I think did an HBO show with Bill, they had Bill on for the book tour. But Channing Crowder kind of let out the details of Jordan Hudson being there. Quote, she kind of coordinates and brand manages. She has her paws on the situation. It's different. It was weird to be around Belichick and Jordan. I don't see Bill in that light, but he just smiles and nods. His old lady is different. She lurks. It's weird to know him as Coach Belichick, running the entire organization as GM, head coach, talent coordinator, all that stuff, and then to see this tiny little 95-pound girl kind of pretty much telling him what to do. I love that quote. I've been saving that quote. And then Ryan Clark had to like try to come out and clean up some of this after what Channing Crowder had to say. So I loved that.
Yeah, he had to circle back a little bit. I saw Channing Crowder also had apparently reached out and apologized. So he had to kiss the ring a little bit. Boy, she's leaving some media bodies in her wake of just people who, when they cross her, they criticize her. They're on the phone apologizing pretty quick.
I want to see her do a sit down. She needs to do a sit down interview and try to clean it up.
She really does.
You know,
she seems to love so much of the attention, but like whenever 60 mm-hmm. minutes, turned over and tried to talk to whatever else. She shut it down fast.
So there it is. Around the rest of the National Football League on the home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. In order to hook you up for that, we're going to give you some Rangers tickets as we go commercial-free with the Expressway, the most local segment with the stories taking place all around us, 7:40 with the Neighborhood Watch. But Bobby has a little test and quiz for us. Is Michael Bassick getting ready to snap on the Texas Rangers? You listen to the audio and judge for yourself. Commercial-free with Bassick back in the baseball spotlight on the home of the Rangers next.
First pitch, bouncing ball right side, speared with a backhand by Berger, but it's going to be a tough flip to Rocker, who is late getting to the bag. Mangum beats it out, and now Rocker, not paying attention, turns his back, and coming around to score is Aranda.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ. Is that the most embarrassing moment or play of the Rangers season so far with Rocker yesterday?
Yeah, without on the spot, without being able to think of another one, that's pretty bad. I mean, that's a mental brain fart of brain farts. And it's not even like the cover of the bag or being slow to get over there is that's one thing. I mean, that happens. That's one thing. You cannot just stare out into space and let another runner continue to go like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. I'm trying to think. I don't think I'd put it number one yet. I think I'd probably put it 25th behind the 24 times that they've brought Luke.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jackson ended the game. Oh, but other than that, this was number one.
Let us know on the fan text if there's another embarrassing moment that could top that. For a team that's only 4.5 out of first place still in the American League West, 877-881-1053.
But, you know, that the margins are small, right? When you get to the end of the season, you're going to have half a dozen teams between like 82 and 90 wins. Those two runs in a game that you lose by one, those are big. They wind up being big.
Yeah, the small lowercase w yesterday was the Rangers actually coming back when we all texted each other and said, game over, night-night, see you later.
It felt like a game where they were going to score nothing.
Well, let's play a fun game. Is Bassick ready to snap? Now, why would Mike Bassick get ready to unleash on television the way he did on radio for so many years? Well, I'll take you to Texas Rangers PR, who the other day sent out these glowing statistics. But all they did was make me angrier and more frustrated. The Rangers starting rotation has an MLB best 2.80 ERA this season. The rotation led the American League in ERA in both March and April and May, making the first time in franchise history for the team to pace the American League in starting pitcher ERA in each of the first 2 months of a season.
Wow.
Starters have also logged consecutive months with a sub-3 ERA in the same season for the first time since 1978. Texas starting pitchers have allowed 3 or fewer runs in a franchise record 22. Again, this was sent out the other day, June 3rd, so 2 days ago. Rangers starting pitchers have allowed 3 or less runs in a franchise record 22 consecutive games, marking the longest streak in baseball since the Braves did it in 2024. Rangers starting pitchers have an MLB high 39 starts of 5-plus innings, 5 or more innings, and 2 or fewer runs, making the most such starts within a team's first 60 games of a year in the last 7 seasons. The last team with more in that span was the 2018 Astros, and then entering play the other day, there were 11 pitchers in baseball with at least 12 starts and an ERA of 2.50 or lower. The Rangers have 3 of them, and no other team has more than 1. And then finally, final compliment, or the final, you know, nail to get under your skin, the last team to have as many as 3 pitchers with 12 or more games started and an ERA of 2.50 or lower through the team's first 60 games was the 2016 Cubs with Arrieta, Lester, and Jason Hamill.
Do you believe that was a World Series winning Cubs team too?
Yeah.
2016. Those are good stats, but also very depressing that you are in this position to be 4.5 back by having pitching that is just not really seen all that much anymore.
Yeah. Paul Skeens, Pirate fans are feeling this frustration. Skeens has allowed 19 earned runs in 13 starts this year. The Pirates have lost 8. Of those games.
Yeah, it's King Felix-y from when he won the Cy Young Award. It's a very... The Pirates are going to wind up trading him. They are. They're going to... Not this year, but they're going to trade him before he gets to free agency. And it's going to be a joke. The whole franchise is a joke.
Did you see the Skeens Pedro number going around yesterday? So Paul Skeens is the first pitcher since Pedro Martinez in 2000 to lose 2 starts in a season where he had 8 innings pitched, 1 or fewer runs, 1 or fewer walks, and 8-plus strikeouts.
Oh,
it's Pedro and Paul Skeens, and that's it.
And all this leads to a game of, is Bassett going to go ballistic right here on 105 through the Fan?
Look, if you listen to Mike Bassett on these airwaves for long enough, you probably got pretty good at telling when he was starting to bubble up with rage and he was about to snap, or when he was just concealing his anger and taking his ball and going home. You could hear it. I don't know if you only watch him on TV,
let's,
if you're
just
as familiar.
Machete his feet off.
If you're as familiar with it. So we're going to give you some insight. We're going to tell you if Mike is actually getting mad or if he's just doing normal broadcasting stuff. We got 3 clips that we grabbed last night. And the first one comes right after the Kamar Rocker mental error. Now, is this Mike just explaining the situation.
Yeah, this is the Mike Bassick translator. Like a lot of people in town try to be the Jerry translator. Right. We're doing it for Michael.
Yeah, so is this Mike Bassick just broadcasting or is this Mike Bassick about to snap?
Rocker causes both of these. He doesn't cover first and then he forgets there's another runner on base. He's late to reaction. You got to get there quicker. The Rangers have been great on this. Rocker's late and then forgets there's a baseball game. And another run scores.
That's
I'll go first. This is easy. He's disgusted. He is disgusted with Rocker because of both of those moments.
He's a pitcher. This is what they work on in spring training. He's going to take the pitching aspect of it more. The little things, the you know, pitcher fielding, the PFP, right? He's going to take that a little bit more sensitive. Right? He's going to be a little more sensitive about that, take it more seriously. He's ready to snap.
I was ready. Like, I was legitimate. I was listening to him explain it, and I was like, he's got to be angry about this. And then when I hear him say, forgets there's a baseball game going on, I was like, clapping. I was like, he's going to snap. We're about to have Mike lose his mind. This is great. I'm so excited. But, all right. Yeah, I think we all agree. That was, you're right. I think disgusted. And also, I think it was just as he kept talking about it more, he was getting more angry and was about to just lose his mind. Mike. Right after that, Kumar Rocker gives up a stolen base. And Mike, is this him getting a little irritated with Kumar again?
Well, big slow leg lift. Rays love running, and it's an easy steal.
What was that car in the back? Was that the runner?
Was that the engine getting revved up? Stadium sound effect.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby. I knew it was. I didn't think the runner was revving up and dropping it into fourth.
It'd be funny if it was. I don't think he's not ready to snap on that one. He's angry. It's a carryover. That wasn't as bad. The first one with it, he forgets how to play baseball or forgets there's a baseball game going on.
Yeah, this felt more like the. I don't think this one was as angry. It was just like, yep, this is what you get when they're bad. Like, yep. Just kind of just...
abrupt.
Yeah, just, yep, man, that's a steal. And the Rays like to steal, and there it is. Big, slow leg kick. This is what you get. So this is the final clip we have here. Dave Raymond was talking about the variance between some of Kumar Rocker's off-speed stuff. That his fastball and his slider and some other things, there's not a whole lot of discrepancy here.
This was hilarious.
And Dave Raymond... had to chuckle a little bit when he got some of the patented Mike Bassick sarcasm.
There's nothing off speed here tonight. And you're not going to get away with that against any team. No pitcher.
You can. They're called relievers.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to throw 98 and I'm going to throw 93. Two pitches. Well, if that's what you do, then you get to face, you know, 3 to 6 hitters a game. And then every third day you pitch pretty much.
Yep. That's lecture Mike.
Yes, that is lecture
That's
Mike.
That's lecture Mike talking to a son. Okay, you want to be a dumbass? Well then, because there was a tone in his voice right there where I heard it. He said, okay, you can do that per game, and then you'll be sitting your butt back down on the bench.
3 to 6 batters every couple days. Like, yeah. No, I can comprende. I visualize Mike here in the room, and I see his face when he's saying this, and I'm like, oh, he's getting irritated. Let's maybe shift the topic because he's gonna start being petty and upset through this segment.
And his face, Okay.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to do that, and then he takes his earpiece out and starts eating popcorn.
Because the other side of Mike is when he doesn't care about a topic, he tries to sabotage it, and then he does the kind of the head shake laugh. And then this one is where like he's really passionate about it, and he gets kind of short, petty, and sarcastic.
Mike also pulled a TO yesterday. Well. So the clip I thought you were going to play, the Emily Jones replacement, I don't remember her name right now, but she was talking about Rocker's other stuff, and it was some of the curveball and slider, and you know she was differentiating and how Kumar, he's like, I don't know what's going to happen until the day of the bullpen session. And it went back to Mike, and he was basically like, well, look, he kind of shuts down the report, I felt like, and he's like, look, this is what it is. All right, he's not throwing any of the pitches. And here's the stats. I went and looked up the information. He hasn't thrown a curveball yet until it was like the third or fourth inning. But he pulled a TO yesterday. Someone refresh for the Tolos who don't know Mike's TO reference. of what he said in here when he was working with us.
Did we ever say that?
I don't know if we said it on the air.
Yeah, we said it multiple times.
We would reference he's T.O. Yeah. I don't think we said what he said.
Oh, yeah. Fine, I'll say it.
Okay, you say it.
He basically called himself T.O. like he knows he's problematic and dramatic, but he's great.
But he's great. Yeah, that's what he said.
He said sometimes in order to get T.O. production, you got to deal with T.O. personality, baby.
Yep, yep. And he said it dead serious. He said it dead serious. I know I'm great. I'm a brilliant baseball mind.
What I couldn't find, I was going back and starting to go, like, where did he say it? I couldn't remember. He was getting super frustrated. Do you remember when he started off one of the batters 0-2 and Mike was calling out the pitch sequence and he kind of goes like, yep, that's good. All right, now he's going to look for the curveball because Rocker's about to throw the curveball in there. And it almost was just like, Mike was starting to get like, yep, this is the same sequence. Here we go. Everybody knows what's coming.
Well, what I was going to finish up with his T.O. moment, he did a great job. I think it was, he's like, all right, now you go back high fastball here, right? You go, and it was a 98 mile per hour fastball, and I think you fanned Seager. But either way, Mike called it, and it worked. And he goes, and people ask me all the time, like, Mike, how do you know this? Like, Mike, how do you call these out? You know, he was trying to say the game is simple and we overthink it and overcomplicate it. But he was like, Mike, how are you such a genius? Mike, like, do you have a crystal ball up there? Like, how do you always know what the pitch sequence is going to be? And he had his T.O. moment right there.
I do.
But let me say this. Let me say this in all seriousness. It's refreshing. And I had a lot of personal problems with Mike's professionalism towards the final days, and I couldn't stand doing radio with him, and I didn't want him in here, and I didn't want to do crosstalk with him because he was just trying to sabotage things because he was getting ready to just go do television. But what's my motto? What's my t-shirt?
Balanced AF.
Fair AF.
FAF. I can still separate it. It's refreshing Mike's knowledge and the energy, and I hope the powers that be don't screw it up and try to rein him in with your typical boring-ass local team broadcast. I like that Mike is disgusted. I like that Mike probably shouldn't be on camera after the Rangers get shut out again because he's so furious. I like
he's Mike's, literally red.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Motion and his sarcasm. And I hope the powers that be don't try to rein him in and give us the typical boring ass crap that Bally did for years, whether it was in studio or on air with play by play.
He is, I said it
that's
earlier.
That's my compliment to Mike.
He's the best analyst this team's ever had. He's on a different level.
He's great.
And if he was doing Mets broadcasts with like Ron Darling is, he'd be on the TBS national broadcast and not Ron.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Ron's no good. Ron's great. It's just Mike is not on that broadcast because he's not in New York City. He is that good at this.
Well, and as somebody who is biased Smoltz. Because I love the Mike Bassett train wreck segment. I always loved it. It was a lot of fun. As somebody who loves that, I love both these versions of Mike on the air. I love Mike being the Romo predicting everything in the booth. And now I am getting so excited that we might get like Mike screaming at Broadus during a crosstalk on the air. I'm going to listen for it. I want to hear this. I want to hear a fist pound at some point. That's my next thing I'm listening out for is Mike pounding his fist because he's so frustrated watching this offense.
Diamond Cavs here on the home of the Rangers here with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We have a Rangers ticket giveaway coming up, but we talked about Ranger fan frustration, Pirate fan frustration, and that has Bobby, RJ Choppy, came up with his Boston trade target and Jaron
Duran.
Sorry, I was calling him Cover Boy. Calendar Boy.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Should we not elaborate on that?
Well, we can.
Explain that.
Well,
and then we'll toss it to Bobby.
So Jaron Duran got caught on a hot mic calling a fan a certain slur.
A Wake Forest slur.
Uh-oh. Yes. The F word, the other one.
And then the Red Sox had the brilliant idea to make him the June picture on their calendar.
What's in June, Peyton?
Well, let's see. My dad's birthday is July, so...
that has nothing to do with
it's
June.
Pride Month.
Literally, yes.
I was trying to get away.
But. And it's just like, what?
I mean...
Now, was that intentional?
It probably wasn't intentional. It probably wasn't intentional.
It is... probably pretty representative of how people in Boston are talking this time of the month. So they were probably just like, "Oh yeah, let's throw Duran up there because that seems very Boston energy to begin with."
So he was the calendar boy for the for the month there in Boston. All right, other fan frustration, and Jaron Duran was RJ's trade target. Bobby has his.
All right, so I know that the word out of Pittsburgh is that they are not going to trade O'Neill Cruz, who has become the exit velocity god. Used to be Ellie De La Cruz, now it's O'Neill Cruz. He is the one that is just mashing the baseball. He set the, a couple weeks ago, he set the StatCast record for the highest exit velocity in the StatCast era on a line drive to right or whatever. But he smokes the baseball. Now, one of his problems in recent years has been the fact that he's got a bad chase rate. He doesn't walk very much. It's kind of like the Adoli symptoms we've seen in the past, that he'll chase some stuff and he'll walk. I think his walk rate was like 7% heading into this year. Well, over at Fangraphs, they've done a breakdown of the subtle shifts that O'Neill Cruz has gone through that now I look at and I go, okay, this is a guy that I think you can project out and say this is somebody that the Rangers should target. If they want to buy, if they want to say we're buying in on this pitching staff, this is somebody I'd be willing to sacrifice capital for. So they talk about how his numbers have jumped. He's doubled his walk rate, basically. His chase rate is way down. He was 27th percentile, I think, last year. He's like 62nd this year. So his approach has changed. And they were trying to figure out over at Fangraphs, all right, what is the most significant thing we can see in his StatCast data that'll tell us something has shifted? It's this slight tweak. It's this very small tweak that he's made where he's changed his swing path subtly on the lower zone. And so the attack angle on breaking balls is up from 13 degrees to 16 degrees. Basically, it just means contact point has moved farther out front. But these subtle little changes that they've seen has led to him just absolutely destroying balls in the lower part of the zone, which is not something he had done previously. And you're seeing him not swing as frequently. He's not swinging as many pitches. He's taking a lot more. He's seeing the ball better. There's a metric that I think it's Fangraphs has that they call the Seager metric, where they say the best thing Corey Seager does is Corey Seager consistently identifies a pitch that's in his zone and he mashes the hell out of it. And that's something that you can really work with a hitter when you say, all right, as long as you know your pitch and you spot it and can hit it, that's perfect. You can deal with a lot of the swing and miss stuff as long as you get that, which is something we get with Seager a lot. And while O'Neill Cruz can fix that rate overall for his career, they say this is an area where in that lower part of the zone, you're starting to see him really mature as a hitter, where he's noticing, all right, this is my pitch down here. I've changed my swing path. He's recognizing it, seeing the ball faster, and he is just beating the hell out of the ball in these lower pitches. And so O'Neill Cruz is a guy who they're saying that when you look at him, the projectability, he's having a career year in some of the peripherals that you look at. His batting average is like .221. But career year in the OPS, he leads the NL in steals. He's hitting the ball at the highest rate. I think he's 99 percentile in exit velocity right now. So if you're going to tell me 26-year-old O'Neill Cruz, if Pittsburgh's going to make him available, all right, now I can talk about buying if I'm the Rangers. And that's the guy that I think you call and say, all right, let's figure something out because that guy can change your lineup.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. One more Ranger note. And that's hooking you up with tickets.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Texas Rangers take on the Royals on Tuesday, June 17th at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 20,000 fans in the gate will also receive a 2023 World Series final out bobblehead. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Commercial free with the Expressway, and on Thursdays at 7:40, that means the most local segment in radio with the Tolos telling us what's happening around them.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
It is the Neighborhood Watch. We got a lot to cover today. Some shout outs to Grapevine High School, a new app that's going to take over coming from a Texas high schooler, and how Fort Worth police are dabbling in a little bit of our technology here with these microphones. Before we do that, let's go to our Facebook community group post of the week. I'd seen this one in Wide Awake Wiley, which is by far my favorite of the Facebook community groups I'm in. I love it.
Are they called Wide Awake Wiley?
Wide Awake Wiley, because that was the nickname for the city. It was Wide Awake Wiley going back like 100 years. But I love it because they will spill the tea. They will have no problem going back and forth, but they still share useful information about, hey, we got a community thing going on over here. But then at the same time, they'll be like, hey, do you think people in that subdivision are swingers? Like, they'll do that too.
Yeah.
And so I love Wide Awake Wiley. It's my favorite. So
God, my neighborhood is so boring. Did you see that turtle crossing the road?
You're young. You're fresh. You still got to kind of flesh out a little bit. Yeah. It'll come. This was an interesting post. It was made anonymously on Wide Awake Wiley, which I know, Chop, you don't love.
I hate it.
But they said...
Now, you know what I hate most about it? The moderator could see who actually posted.
Oh, yeah. So this was about a week and a half ago. They said, today at Bush Elementary, a parent was told that their son, who was a minor, needed to have their school ID to attend their sibling's award ceremony. The parent was completely caught off guard as the child was only 13 and did not have their school ID. The same thing happened to me when I brought my child to have lunch with their sibling earlier this year. I pushed back and said, nope, my child is with me. They're a minor. They don't need the ID to have a lunch with a sibling. It is district policy that if a minor is with an adult at any Wiley ISD school to attend any function, that they have to have a school ID. That's the claim. And they said, is this a made-up rule at Bush? Because this is what the school tries to enforce and says this is what the issue is. So Wiley sent out a clarification, Wiley ISD, after this became kind of an issue within the Facebook group. But before I get to the clarification, this would be an absurd enforcement, wouldn't it? To say a 13-year-old to walk into the elementary school to see their siblings. Nope, sorry, we're not going to let your kid in because they don't have a school ID to show they're supposed to be here. If you've got a parent, I figured that's representation.
Parents should represent. I mean, do they still allow, like, would... I remember my sister, she's obviously, like, 10 years older than me. But when she was,
obviously.
When she was, like, 17, 18, if she would go into a restaurant with my parents, they would serve her a drink if she asked for one with the family.
I don't think alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol. I don't know if they do that anymore. But
with your family or the family?
Oh, all right, my family. I don't know if they do that anymore. They used to. Like, if you're with your parents, that's the badge. Are the badge.
Do all of your kids have school ID?
Yeah.
Yeah. At middle school.
Because I don't remember. I didn't have school
ID. No, we didn't either.
They don't. They don't in elementary, at least. I don't think at our elementary school they do, but they do it in middle school. And
before I attack the policy, I would want to know why. What was the incident? What's the reason that they're being so strict with the identification? There had to be some terrible thing that happened with an incident.
So I think in general, it's probably
like a random stranger kid, someone who wasn't a family member, or got in the school and did something. So I'd like to know that before I attack it.
And I think it's probably more proactive too, just seeing trends and issues that have happened at schools across the country and going, let's not have that happen here. And I think it's heart is in the right place, but it's like, let's have a little bit of common sense too. That's clearly a parent that's with them. Now, Wiley had to send out they sent out an email where they said, if a child is under 17, this is Wiley ISD, and accompanied by a parent or guardian, an ID is not required. We will review this with our campuses as well as ensure the wording is clear on our website. We highly encourage emailing us with questions or concerns about policies, as we do not always see Facebook comments. So this is something where it sounds like it was just the elementary school, probably in good spirit and good faith. They weren't trying to, they just misinterpreted it. Vague language or whatever else, but this is something that was caused a little bit of an uproar where people were saying, like, you can't tell a kid they can't go to their siblings' award ceremony at the end of the year because they don't have a school badge with them. They don't anticipate they're going to get carded at the elementary school.
Follow the policy.
People say, obviously, it's security purposes. Some students are banned from all district events. So without the ID, you don't know if that person's banned. So obviously, it's security reasons. It's not just a policy just to be pains in the butt.
It's not meant to just be difficult. It's just that if that was the way that it was going to be enforced, that was a loophole that I think it should have been cleared up. Inflation is now about to hit North Texas roadways, boys. July 1st, everybody, Zipcash, the toll tag people, we're all seeing the prices go up.
I called that one.
According to the North Texas Tollway Authority, toll rates will soon increase by an average of 1 cent per mile. That means most toll tag customers will pay 22 cents instead of 21, and Zipcash customers will pay twice that much. The funding is used to help repay debt, build new toll roads, improve and maintain existing toll roads, and fund NTTA's safety and roadside assistance programs. But once again, they're starting to jack it up. I'll tell you, consistently, the most expensive toll road you can take in the Metroplex, it's heading out towards your neck of the woods. 820. Like the toll road to 820 where you're getting off of, is that 121 over there? Or
so that 121 from like Euless West Park?
Yes.
All the way until you get to the 820 south versus west split. You could see at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it will be over $20. It'll be for the short stretch. And then you hit the checkpoint and it could take you like $40 to get there. It's crazy.
What?
It's based on, congestion. So like 5 a.m, it's 75 cents.
And the problem is when you see it, you see it pop up on the screen, how much it costs. And you're like, holy cow, I don't want to pay that. But then you're also like, it has to be super congested. We were going out to see last year, 2 years ago, we were seeing Derek's friend Head do stand up in Fort Worth. Holly. And we were going out there and we were like, all right, we're going to time it out just right. Well, there was traffic or it had said on the toll road. We pulled up to it was $27.50 for the toll road. And I was like, there's no way the traffic's that bad. But even still, sometimes, even if traffic's not that bad, it can be kind of light. It'll be $8 on that one still, sometimes. It's absurd how
really
high
is.
That is.
It really
so
is.
So I would think they're collecting enough funding off of that. They wouldn't need the extra cent per mile. But
look, two things that I don't understand. How I'm charged. Water, Tolo D. Let me know the ripoff scam that was, according to her yesterday. And my NTTA charge, I still don't know. I call, I try to understand it. It's deducted from the account. Is it based off my usage? Why isn't the thing going up at the airport? I still don't know. I just consider it all a racket.
What? The airport one, it's just the trick is, I guess you've got to have your window exactly where it would be to get a ticket. You know, the ticket things?
Yeah.
If you pull your window up just to that spot, it just goes down in order. It's the ones you go too far up or too far back, it never works.
What do we have in common with Fort Worth Police? We're both using microphones to do our jobs now. Fort Worth Police have placed several microphones above various areas in Tarrant County, and they're using them to detect the sound of gunshots now. And this is what they're using. This is their new forensic tool that they're using. This is a report earlier this week.
It's like
from
the Maverick baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
The microphones on there.
Exactly. Yes. So this is a report earlier this week from our partner NBC DFW on Fort Worth's use of these microphones.
Sergeant Joship says it's here. Officers are analyzing one of the department's newest tools, gunshot detection technology. Placed high in a neighborhood, these microphones can detect the sound of gunfire, then triangulate the location where the shots were fired.
If I'm where it tells me to be, if I stand at that location, look around, I'm going to be able to see within an eye shot of the evidence.
Fort Worth PD has been using them full-time for the last 6 months. Placed in neighborhoods where the city says data showed the highest number of shots fired calls, often coming in between midnight and 3 a.m.
It is usually random gunfire of people that are driving and moving through a city neighborhood.
Shipp says the sensors have been useful investigating these mobile crimes.
By the time the victim was able to get away from the person that was shooting at them, they called 911, but they had no idea where it originally started. We're able to use the gunshot detectors in some cases to go back and find where the actual crime scene was. And now we can collect the evidence of shell casings.
As for concerns, Big Brother is listening. Shipp says the microphone only activates by a sound perceived as gunfire.
And that is where a lot of people are going,
Yeah.
Don't buy that.
Nope.
A lot of people say, there's no way that that's actually how the mics are activated. You guys are definitely listening.
So it's the sound of gunfire. So the microphones don't start microphoning until after they've heard the sound they're trying to hear.
Yeah, it's like, I won't say the name, but the smart speaker whose name begins with an A, because I don't want to trigger people all over DFW, they say that thing won't be listened to until you say its name. It's like that's how it activates. They're saying, I guess it's the same sort of technology.
Mm. And Choppy, your voice is so booming, it'll probably be mistaken for gunfire, and then you'll be picked up saying something that you don't want recorded and used against you.
In the court of law.
Entrapment.
Someone will leak it on the Reddit board next to Corey Major's relationship, and you'll get fired from here.
Yep. Now, look, I'll be cursing
the mayor or whoever's in charge of the parking, and they'll kick you out of town.
Sasha. It's all Sasha. Everything that happens in Fort Worth, they're just blaming Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
She's in charge.
This is a pretty cool story out of North Dallas High School. Sean, you're a big foodie. And, you know, we go into different cities and we're always like, where can we find somewhere to eat? Where are we going to find the good local cuisine? What can we do here?
Yep.
This is another story I saw on NBC DFW.
This kid deserves the Nobel Prize. I want the app. I'm downloading the app. This kid deserves the Nobel Prize, whatever high school this is at.
This is North Dallas High School. So North Dallas High School, this is an award. She actually won a congressional award for this app. It was part of a school project.
Is it called North Dallas High School or it is a North Dallas High School?
No, it's called North Dallas High School.
I think that's the high school right over here, is it not?
Oh, is it? Oh, no, that is. It's that one back here.
Yeah, with the turf field.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, so they're right over here around the corner. But this is NBC DFW's report on what is
field.
Going to be Sean Sharif's new favorite app.
Food is more than a basic need.
I feel like it's a way to make connections because you get to know not just the culture, but the people and how they are there.
It's always been that way for Carol Alejandra Barragan Manchola and her family.
This is the main screen of the app.
Carol created MealSphere.
I got inspired by my family because we travel a lot. We like to travel. And then whenever we were in Colombia, we used to go and try every type of food that we could in like different regions. I will just type Colombian food. There's one in Grand Avenue.
MealSphere directs users to authentic restaurants they might not know. And if you want to make your own empanadas.
So if I type recipes, it will show me some Colombian recipes that I can do at home.
This kid's a genius. This is a genius idea, and this is something that
last name?
Yes.
No wonder.
As soon as it's available, I'm downloading this. It's not available in the App Store yet. It's still like kind of in its development phase, and now you've got people investing in it. But this is something where she was talking about all the time coding it spent. I was like, holy cow, this girl is way smarter able to do this than I ever would be able to.
Luca would have needed this when he was first drafted here. He'll need it out in LA to find like genuine Slovenian food.
Exactly.
I saw a story done from some place that Luca went here. It was tough to find, you know, his country's food. But you're looking for, you don't need it because you're not going to have.
I was willing to try stuff in New Orleans. We didn't because we kept trying to look for, like, nobody could give us a straight answer on anything out there in New Orleans. I felt like this is the place.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Big week for us with the chess win, the spelling bee, and now the food app. Big week.
Last thing here, the high school athletics program
from Sunnyvale High.
The high school athletics program we're spotlighting this week is the baseball team at Grapevine High School. Their manager over there is Jimmy Webster. He is now in his 32nd year as the coach, or as a high school baseball coach. He's got a big decorated career, 7 years at Grapevine now. The Mustangs beat Lovejoy last week, and they will be playing for the state title on Friday at 4 p.m. in Round Rock. Grapevine Baseball won the 5A D2 title last year, so they're looking to make it back-to-back. They're going to go up against Kingwood Park High School out of Humble, and these are the number one and two teams in the state. So good luck to Grapevine. In about 40 minutes, they're going to be sending the team off to Round Rock.
This is a tough one. I know Jimmy, so I want him to win, but they're our rival high school.
Yeah.
So my kids go to the same school district. But they're the rival high school, so I don't know. It's like, do I root for Jimmy or?
Well, your kid's not going to be facing them, so what do you care?
Well, it's still the rival high school. It's still the rival.
They're not the rival if your kids don't play, I don't believe. But maybe you support the team, school spirit. I was just trying to get you to
Wrong kid.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to, you know, talk about Julian being Saquon Barkley here. More on that later.
All right. Choppy says the Cowboys have to investigate this last-second NFL trade for a probable future Hall of Famer. See if you agree. Inside the Star on the Home of the Boys next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.